It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 4th.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's word is succumb, spelled S-U-C-C-U-M-B. Succumb is a verb that means to yield to superior strength or force or overpowering appeal or desire. It can also mean to be brought to an end, such as death, by the effect of destructive or disruptive forces. Here's the word used in a sentence from Good Food by Keith Kendrick. Of all the food experiences I have missed in the last year, one stands out. My regular trip to a falafel stall on the edge of London's Shepherd's Bush Market. It sold the greatest falafels I've ever tasted, crisp and crunchy on the outside, succumbing to a fluffy interior, bright green with parsley and coriander. If the idea of someone succumbing brings to mind the image of a person lying down before more powerful forces, you have an excellent grasp of the Latin that gave English the word succumb. Succumb derives from the French word succomber, which is itself from the Latin word succumbere, meaning to fall down or to yield. Succumbere was formed by combining sub, meaning under, with cumbere, meaning to lie down. The earliest application of succumb in the late 15th century was as a transitive verb, meaning to bring down or to overwhelm, but this sense is now obsolete. The current sense of to yield first appeared in print in the early 17th century. The more specific use, yielding to a disease or other destructive force, followed decades later. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.